We're about to finish the Masechta today, Daf Samach Vav, up to Mishnah Samachem Beis, Masechta Nazir. Talking about Raglayim Ledover, so we'll continue. It's a beautiful sikh of the Rebbe finishing his Masechta. I forgot, I didn't have a chance really to look it up. So it's Parshas Nasi. Parshas Nasi, seeing the most beautiful sikh. The connection in the last part of the Masechta with the rest of the Masechta, which is like brilliant. No, it's beautiful. And you make a siman. I don't remember. The connection of the last thing about Chatei Vashti, what does that have to do with Masechta Nazir? So the Rishonim say, because it's the same person, Rav Noroi, who said that, and he said something in Mishnah, so we want to say something that he said. We have nowhere else in Shas that he said anything other than Masechta Kedushin. It never shows how. Explains the whole thing of Naziris, of where the father takes upon or the mother takes upon, and the kid is the mother takes Naziris and the kid is takes it on. What's the gedder of the kid? Anyway, it was a brilliant. Anyway, it's the Mishnah. The Shiva Drochim Boykin es Azov. If somebody has an emission, the din is the first time you have an emission, then you have to your tummy for one day. If it's two consecutive days of commission, then you are tummy for 7 days. Three consecutive days, not only you tummy for 7 days, you got to bring a carbon as well. The first time you have an emission, you start asking yourself, is this an emission or is this something I did that triggered it to happen? If it's something I did trigger it to happen, then nothing happens. So b'shiva d'rochim, there are seven different ways that we ask ourselves that maybe b'ikin azar, we check out azar, maybe that's what triggered to happen. Ad shalay niskek leziva. As long as he wasn't a Zov yet, and it's the first time, we ask him, B'Michael, maybe something you ate that brought it on, B'Mishta, something you drank, B'Masa, something you lifted, a heavy burden, or Kvitze, by jumping, B'Chayli, a sickness, or B'Mare, according to Rashi, Mare means you saw something that frightened you, according to other Rashi, Mare means you saw a woman that caused it to happen, or Hirur, you didn't see, you just thought about it, or thought about her. And that caused it. That's how it is lechatchila. Aber mishen niskik leziva. Talking about the second time, ein boit kinoisa. Then we go straight away. Mishen niskik leziva. Once you've been established, once you already had it twice, and now we're talking about the third time. The third time we're asking no more questions already, because if you already established yourself for 7 days, only question of carbon. We right away assume if you see it a third time, it is a proper ziva. Then oinsay, whether we don't ask whether it was an oinis or whether it was a suffix or shich v'zaroi, all of these things tmeim yotame. Why shed aglaim ledov? In all probability, it's a continuation of what started before. That's one example. Another example of aglaim dover. Hamakes chaveri, you hit your friend. The amdu lemisa, and it was decided. The doctor said that that kind of a whack is enough to kill him. Is deadly. And he's lying there in bed, confined to bed. And then, a couple of days later, suddenly he looked like he's getting better. A week later, he fell in bed again, got sick. He died. So Tanakama says, this is the direct result of you. Before that, he got a little bit better. Doesn't mean anything. Big machlekes rishonim, what exactly raglayim ledover is. In fact, the Rambam learns, raglayim ledover goes on the Tanakama. Since you hit him and the doctors established that this is enough as a deadly punch, let's say.
There's what to rely on.
Even though he got better, if he died a week later, why healthy people don't die? It must be from your whack. That's the Aglaim Adover. But the way our Mishnah reads is that Rashi learns on the Chemi is the one that's Aglaim Adover. That since he got better, then probably has nothing to do with my whack. He got sick. People get sick and they die. What does that have to do with me? Okay, that's the Machlekes. Zodi Gemara. Minohani Mili. How do you know that once you've established that you're a Zov, you no longer investigate to see what the cause is of the third time? It says in Pasik that v'hazov ez zoivoy. Now, when it comes to an akeva, it makes absolutely no difference whether she became a Zov because it started to bleed, whether it's her fault or it's not a fault. It's irrelevant. When it comes to a male, we look into it and say, where's an oinus? But the pasuk says, "V'hazov ezoyve lazoch on the keva." There's a time when a zoch and a keva have the same dinim. When, after zov and zoyve, after two times, now it's up to the third time, lazoch and the keva both have the same dinim. So v'hazov ezoyve l'riyah shlishis iskish in the keva. That comes to the third year. That's when they have exactly the same dinim. That even an einus, you still come tamei. However, but Tanya, we learned Rabbi Elazar Aimer Beshlishis Baikin, even the third time we check him out. But even for a carbon we check him out, because so what if he established a zava? But till now you didn't have to bring a carbon. To see a third time, 3 days in a row, you have to bring a carbon. So we have to investigate. You bring a carbon or not? When don't you be devious? In other words, you've established a zava, and you're having shiva nekim. Now you're counting 7 clean days. Day number 4, suddenly you see blood. If you see blood, it stops whatever you start. You have to start all over again. That 4th time when you see blood, that's when we ask, "Ooh, what's this blood? Is this blood natural? Is this blood some kind of something triggered it?" And then we don't care about it. But if you ain't biking, sir. Ella, so how do you know which way we learn? Ella, be'esim kemiflugi. You know the arguing? And when you dash the word es. It says, ha'zov es zoivoy. Chacham dashin v'hazov is one, zoivoy is two. So after the second time, the third time, you investigate. That's a chacham. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you're here. We rolled this cake for you. And we did. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, v'hazov is one, es is two, and zoivoy is three. Rabbi Lezer dorish esim. Therefore, after 3 times, the 4th time, that's when you investigate. That's why we say the Zohar in the cave is the same, that we no longer investigate. But Rabbanu lo doshi esim, therefore after 2 times, the Zohar in the cave are the same, we no longer investigate. Same idea, yeah. Could very well be, yeah. Interesting, yeah. Interesting analogy. Sorry?
Don't we usually say es is a
libun? Es Hashem alakecha tira.
Es is a libun.
Shimon Amsuni, the Gemara in Pesach Nachol Beis and Beis. Shimon Amsuni, daughters call Esen Shibatayla. Kima Shagia, Esen Shom Lekatila, Pidish. Ad Shabar Rabbi Kiva, Roma, Esen Lekatila, Rabbi Tamil Chom. So not everyone dashes all that. We had in we'll have a Baba Kama, Es HaTofel, Psora. No, he dashes. Then he, no, so Shem Shom, he regretted it. He took back all the drashes he made. He canceled.
On Esen.
Because he says, how can you dash and who's Tofel to the Eibishter? He cancel them all. If kids don't cancel them, I can figure out a chat here also. Gemara, top of the page. Ainsay in Sveika, you say what? That once he was established, right, twice that he's a Zav, and then the third time, we don't care, we don't check, we don't, even though it's an Ainus, or a Safik, or Shechazada, we don't ask any questions, we assume the worst, and therefore he's like 3 times a Zav, and he has to bring a carbon 7 days and so on. Amar Rava, says Rava, what do you mean Sveika? What kind of Safik is it? Loi tema suffik chaza suffik loi chaza. You can't say the third time was a suffik whether he saw or didn't see. Could be, if it was a suffik we saw, why? Because he saw 2 days in a row means that I saw. How do you know? It's chasuffik if I saw. You can't make that assumption. Elevadai chaza. We're talking about a case where he definitely saw something, but suffik machmas shichvazera suffik machmas ria. We're talking about a suffik whether what you saw was because of shichvazera. Shichva Zera triggered that Zava. No, but we know that Shichva Zera weakens the body. And if there's an emission after Shichva Zera, we say the first 12 hours, 24 hours, later in the motor, there's not another din of a Zav because your body is weak. So therefore, but here's a Safik. Yeah, we don't know the Shichva Zera. Don't ask these kind of questions. We don't, over here is a Safik. The Zav that you see over here, is it because of Shichva Zera or not? And because we don't know, if the third day, we're going to say it's definitely Zav, because you already saw 2 days prior, and it's totally unrelated to the Shechazera. Kima Sheniski L'tumah Sveika Tameh. Because you already, it's a continuation of 2 days of Tumah, we're going to assume the Tameh. Says the Gemara, Shechazare Tameh, this is all about Tumah, so we'll do it actually when we finish the Sugya. Shechazare Tameh L'mai. What do you mean? Shichvazare is Tomei. We say that your Tomei, you know, Shichvazare. What are you Tomei for? Ilema lemaga. If you're going to tell me that what? That what? Since 2 days in a row you were Tomei. Therefore, if you see Shichvazare on the third day, we're going to say your Tomei. If you touch something, your Tomei. Let's say if a guy was never Tomei before. Has a shichvazera. He's tamei for the next. Anything he touches becomes tamei. So what's the big chiddush that a guy was tamei already 2 days in a row? That if he sees shichvazera, he's metamei mag. Of course he is. Elo zare shel zov metamei b'masa. A shichvazera v'toyer. If a guy, a normal person, saw a shichvazera, if he touches something, he makes a tamei. But if he lifts something, didn't touch it directly, he lifted it, masa, he's not metamei. But this guy here, because he was tamei 2 consecutive days, if he touches, if he lifts something, he will be metamei. Man shamed laha. Who says the Oma shichvazera shazav metamei b'masa? Who holds that a shichvazera b'zav is metamei by lifting? Ilema hai tani. Tell me the tanya, the following tanya, the tanya in the Braisa Machlekes. Between Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shura Lezer, I'm a sheikh with Zara Shazov. Ain't a metame masa. He holds that the sheikh with Zara of a Zov is not metame bemasa. But Rabbi Shura says that yet metame masa. Why metame masa? Why is Shichvazera itself is not metame? Why is it metame? Why Lechayda is a zav? We know that a Shichvazera of a Torah is not metame b'masa. So just because that he was tame from zav, why today Shichvazera is metame b'masa? Because it's impossible that in mixed into the Shichvazera there isn't a little bit of the ziva as well. That's what makes it. It's the ziva that makes it tame. So I feel it. Rabbi Shula Amar Elam Shusuf Ziva. But shichvazera on its own is not metame b'masa. But it seems from our Mishnah that shichvazera on its own has certain powers. What power? If it's metame b'maga, what's chiluk Torah tame? If it's metame b'masa, if it's on its own, why should it be metame b'masa? Even Rabbi Yeshua says that a shichvazera of a tame is metame b'masa is only if, because of the svara of tzichsuch haziva, it's mixed in. Amish, it sounds like, even shichas on its own, with definitely nothing else mixed in, still matam masa. It's masa. Elo, come to tell you, she ain't toilin bo. We know generally if somebody saw a keri, if somebody saw a shichvazera first, and then saw a zov afterwards, we say the zova is not tamen, because the zava was triggered by the keri, and because your body is weak, because the keri and this and that. But if you saw 2 days in a row zav, and then you had shichazera, and then you had zav, we'll say that third zav is a proper zav, because you've established that you already are amazing, because you're 2 days before, you're already a zav, you're already zav. So therefore, we're going to assume that the third day zav is not triggered by the keri. No, we're not toiling it in the keri. We're not toiling the third zav in the keri because you already saw 2 days before. Yeah. So when Rapapa came to Rabbi Meimer, Rapapa before Rabbi thought to say, "I de chushle hu de chazer." Generally speaking, why do we say, "I de chushle hu de chazer"? Why do we generally say that if you have a keri first and then you have a zav, that why the zav is not matame, because your body is weak. And therefore, it's common for a keri to make your body weak to bring in afterwards a zav for the next 24 hours. Yeah. Omle Rava says, Rava, you're telling me because of the weakness of the body. Let me ask you a question. Didn't we learn in Mishnah? Gesh and his guy, let's say a guy was a goy, and while he was a goy, he saw keri. Then he became a yid, and now he saw a ziva. So what do we say? Do we say that this ziva that he saw now doesn't do anything because he saw a keri before the keri brought it on? Or do we say, no, since as a yid, the first thing he saw, a new person, yeah, gesh and his gaya.
This keri that he had before, as goy.
Well, we'll talk right now.
Is that matama or not?
Not while as a goy, but now, but the question is,
after tevila it's matama.
True, but now that he became a yid, we'll say, bachpas oynis. A zav by a man, if it came because of another reason, not naturally, it's not matame. If it's a biological thing, it's a biological thing. Freddy Gimorov, we learned Gersh and his Gayer, a Gayer that was Megayer, Metame Miyad Beziva. Is Metame straight away Beziva? And the question is, Machlegs are showing Halim Shatting Mora, both Gulun Tesis and the Rush. And Omelet's part of the question, it's clearly the guy was sick because he was a Balkedi before he was a Goy, and yet as soon as he became a Yin, he saw a Zob, we're Metame him. What does that prove? That this din, that if you're a keri first and then the zav afterwards is not matami, has nothing to do with the biological fact that it's the keri that brought on the zav. Because if it is, who cares that you were a goy 10 minutes ago? The fact is that this is your body. And your body, it was an oinus here. Even though Yimmy just made a good point, because we had in the Gemara Machlekes how far we take this idea of a gesh and a zagari kochnerl. It's only a halachi thing, or actually a metzias. And we brought certain examples in Yivamas where some and the Amoroim hold it's a metziasic thing. So why don't you more say over here? That's why the Rebbe says not a good answer. You're still arguing, quarreling, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Ella says the Gemara. Ella Tanoi. Emes is a machlekes. Really, keri has nothing to do. The reason why a keri and followed by a zava, why the zava afterwards is not metame, has nothing to do with the fact that the body is weak and not weak. It's like a kosev. That's how the Tanya says. There's no logic to it. It's irrational. What's the Zeta kosev? The Tanya we learned. Shichve zera shazav metame b'masa. The shichve zera tov is metame b'masa. How long? For kol me'es, for 24 hours. But Rabbi Yosi yoyma yoyma. Rabbi Yosi says yoyma only for 12 hours, the rest of the day, not for 24 hours. And it's like there's a kosov that after a keri, there's no din of ziva, and there's a machlekes for 24 hours or 12 hours.
So he'll just need tevila and head of shemesh, and that's it.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. So what? When our Mishnah talked about shichva zera, it's talking about not the way we learned till now that you had a keri first, you had a shichva zera first, and then you have a ziva afterwards. And the shaila is how do we treat the ziva? That's how you want to learn. No, it's nothing to do with that. Our Mishnah is talking about a case all the way around. First you had a keri, and then you had a shichva zera, and the shaila is the shichva zera. How long is it metame b'masa? And our Mishnah says you metame for the rest of the day. What's the machlekes? B'dishmul, the arguing the pasuk of Shmuel. The Shmuel, Rami Shmuel, asks a question. See, even one pasuk says, "Ki yevucha ish asher lo yitoy." If you have amongst you a person who's not tamei, he's already tamei. He's been established as tamei, and it says mikra laila, an event of the night, which means that he's only tamei for the night. Uksiba, another pasuk says. Said another pasuk that the leaf that we go to the mikvah, leaf is edit the following afternoon, which means 24 hours. Yichas b'mayim, man do man meisli is the one who says that for 24 hours you tamei medayik melif nezerev. You had a mikra and then toyda by night, but you don't go to mikvah. You're not clean until the following evening. The idich dayik mikra lies called the event of the night because it only ends at night. Man do melif nezerev, the one who says melif nezerev. Aksiva says mikra laila, the one who says melif nezerev doesn't say mikra laila. It says Mikalaila, how can you say 24 hours? Amalei urcha de keri l'masya b'layla. Not because it's limited the tumah to the night. That's when it all happens. Okay, finish the law of the tumah. Let's get back to Nazir.
You're saying is it
no.
On the clock or is it a
mesleis? It sounds the way Tetzel learned mesleis. So yeah, it happened to be in this case mikra laila leaf nice edif. So if you see by day, the next morning. Yeah. Okay, Mishnah. Nazir hayishmul. I want you to know that Shmuel Hanavi was a nazir. Kedivre Rab Nahoroi. How do we know that? In fact, the words of Rab Nahoroi, Shinemah, it says, Rab Nahoroi says, that Chana said, if I have a child, the Eibishter remembers me, then I will give this child over to the Eibishter the entire life. And if she finishes, Umoira Layala Roisha. Umoira should not go on his head. What's the rules of Moira? Moira, where do you find the Lashon Moira? Nemar Bishimshin. By Shimshin also, it says that her mother said, to the Malach. The Malach said to the mother that your child should be, Eishes Menayach said that your child should be a Nazir, and uses the words, Umoira. It says over there, Umoira lo yala arosha. It says by Shimshon that a Moira should not go on his head, it's a razor. And then Meshmul Moira. Ma Moira amudah b'Shimshon Nazir, a Moira amudah b'Shimshon Nazir. That's how we know it was a Nazir. Omer Rabbi Yesi, who said? Moira can mean also fear. Maybe she was giving a bracha that my son Shmuel shouldn't fear anybody. Maybe Moida means that Shmuel shouldn't be intimidated by anybody. It's nothing to do with being a Nazir. That's the only mocker we have that Shmuel was a Nazir, because there's a Moida Layala Roshi. Shmuel was scared. How can I go? Shmuel, Shaul will hear about what I did with David. Again, he'll kill me. So we see that Shmuel was scared. And if Chana made such a bracha, there's no question that the bracha would have been mekuyim. And if we see the bracha is not mekuyim, it must be that was never her request in the first place.
Moida with an aleph is fear. Moida with a hey is.
That's a question.
Is
maybe, a yeah, but maybe Moida hey is also a kind of a fear, a level of fear. Rashi. We know that means that he'll be a nazir. Back to the Gemara. Omer le'Rav l'chi Ebrei. Rav said to chi his son. This is a sugi having Gemara brachas. Chatoif ubarich. Whenever you're given opportunity to lead the benching, try to be the leader, not the follower. The leader. Chatoif ubarich. Go chaparain and lead. So Rashi chatoif ubarich. Chatoif koisha bracha. Grab a hold of koisha bracha. Ubarich birchas zimun and make the bracha birchas zimun. Shetehei mekayim levarich al birchas al koish birchas zimun. So you should be able to give the bracha. Back to the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna gave the same advice to Rabba Brei. This is what Rav said to his son Chia. Rav Huna gave the same advice to his son Rabba. Chatoif uborich, be the one to grab a hold of, to give the to have the kosher bracha to bend through the benching. The memra. So what does it seem from here? The mevarich adif. It's better to be the one to mevarich. I am asking a question. V'hatanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yisi, Oimer Godla Oina Amen Yisi Min Amavarich. That the Amen is actually greater than the Mavarich. He has the mile of the bracha, plus he has the mile of saying Amen. But Amalei Rab Noroi said, Hashemayim, I swear. So this Gemara, because this Gemara mentions Rab Noroi, the Rishonim say, that is why we bring down this Gemara here, because where else are you having Gemara Rab Noroi? That's the Rebbe's Sichah. What in the world does that have to do with Nazir?
It says Hashomayim, which is a Lashon Shvuah. And with the whole time we're talking about Lashon Shvuah.
I mean, yeah, because in a sense, the Gemara has no discussion on this machlokes between the two of them about Shvuah.
No,
it's nothing to do with the Mishnah. It's
yeah, nothing, you know, in other words, it seems the Gemara, Naam Avayim had any issue with the machlokes. So the only Gemara that can bring is another.
Don't bring any Gemara. But what's that? Anyhow. So you look at Sikha, beautiful. Omelet, I'm not right. I'm not, he said, Hashemayim, I swear, Kahu, it's taka this way. That what? That the Godla Oina, it's better to answer than to be the Mavarich. Why? The Tanya, it's better to listen to Shir than to give the Shir. The Tanya, it's the same right here. Teda Agriya Raya, Shahari Gulyari, you put people on the front, Mizgara, yeah, the foot soldiers, they're the Kabanas. They're the pawns over here in the chessboard. They go out there, sorry?
Cannon fodder.
Yeah, the cannon fodder, okay. That's an Australian term.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ones you just sent the charge to the cannon.
Is that an Australian term? I never heard of it. Mizgadim and Muhammad, they go out and they wage the war and they all die. And then the Gebayim, the Gebayim, the Helden, you know, the heroes, they come in afterwards and take all the credit. So the ones who finish the job are the ones who get all the credit.
They get the medals.
Similar to Einam Mitzvah Nikras Elan Misha Goimra. Which I never understood. The guy who started gets no credit. Zero. They did half the Mitzvah Nikras, there's no credit. The guy who finishes, it does nothing. The people who brought that Tumas, so Yezu Netzro, they get all the credit. Major schlepped sich for 40 years. Nothing. Gave up on all the wealth over there in Kiryas Yamsov, got nothing for it. Rashi. Hashemayim kachu b'shvua al shem v'yodim yimino shemayim. What kind of expression of shemayim? You lift your right hand to the heaven. V'yishba b'chayolim yisrui neibish's name. Kachu. This is taka how it is. Sha'ayna amen godul min avodach. It's greater. V'teide shukah. I'll prove it to you. Sha'ari guyin chaloshin mizgadim b'melchamet chila. The weak ones, they go out and wage a war. V'acha kach. And afterwards, giboyim boyin v'noitzchin. The healthy ones, the strong ones, they come in and they win. Afkan, so to hear. Ha'oina amen bo la'achar ha'mevorech. The one who answers amen comes after one mevorech. U'menatzeach and wins, lema to say, sh'ha'oina amen meshubach min ha'mevorech. The one who answers amen is greater than mevorech. Says the Gemara Vayte, be'emesan tanoi. It's machlekes tanoi. The Tanya we learn, echad ha'mevorech ve'echad ha'oina amen b'mashma. Doesn't matter, they're both in the pasuk where it says, gadol Hashem miti. Both of them are included. The one makes the bracha, one who answers. Elohim emari lemevarit chila. Who gets schar first? The one who makes the bracha. That's why the Lamanai said chatev barich. So this brisa clearly holds. Not like Rav Noroi. This brisa holds that the mevarich is better. Rav Noroi holds that no, that the ayin is better. Rashi Tanoi Diklamad Amid Oyin Amem Shubin Avodah. That's better to answer. Amim Vizna Amri Shem Avodah Shubin Avodah is better. Echad Amim Avodah Mashu Krosh Nei Magad Lashem Yidi Baruch Avodah Nei Moshem Yachad Amim Elo Shem Avodah Avodah Chila Litas Chad Giz Chad. Says the Gemara.
According to one who
listens to answer Amim,
according to him, you shouldn't be
Mechavad
Kohen
all
that
for to be the Torah Chila.
Exactly. Good point.
Actually, Hichel B'chlenen is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, who talks about Mevorech, what's better for the Baal Bais, the Mevorech not. Those two different opinions there. Omer Abba Lazar, Lazar said, Omer Abba Chanina, the name of Chanina, Tamidei Chachami Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, the increase Shalom in the world, Shanema says, V'chol B'naich L'mudei Hashem, V'rav Shalom B'noich. Some mesechtas have altika benayach, some don't, and there's a whole beer why some you do it finish, some you don't finish. Even though the Bach says, hey, you should finish as well. In fact, he says in all places you should finish. Hadna locha kusim ein le mezidus a slik le mesechta nozir. Shkeich everybody, tomorrow is Shabbos at the site. Someone could write to Emmanuel to that we should put out the that we're starting site tomorrow. Oh, you did.
No, I gave him a very good marketing idea, but he looked up and I said, well, this is a good training for those who learn.
It's true. Start tomorrow. Maybe we will. Site is a beautiful mesechta.